nations at his feet. He breaks the bow and bends the spear, tells the wars to cease. Oh, mighty one of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire. Lord of hosts, you're with us in the fire, with us as a shelter, with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else would we go but with the Lord of hosts? Of Jacob, fierce and great, you lift your voice to speak. The earth it bows, and all the mountains move to the sea. Oh Lord, you know the hearts of men, and still you let them live. Oh God, who makes the mountains melt from restless and wind. Oh God, who makes the mountains melt, come wrestle us and win. Lord of hosts, you're with us in the fire, with us as a shelter, with us in the storm. You through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else would we go but with the Lord of hosts? Oceans roar, you are the Lord of all. The warrior that calms the wind and waves, it makes my heart be still. The earth gives way, mountains move into the sea, nations rage. I know my God is in control. Oceans roar, you are the Lord of all. The one who calms the wind and waves, makes my heart be still. The earth gives way, the mountains move into the sea, the nations rage. I know my God is in control. Lord of hosts, you with us in the fire, with us as the shelter, with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else would we go but with the Lord of Lord of hosts, you're with us in the fire, with us as the shelter, with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else would we go but with the Lord of hosts?
Oceans roar.
The oceans roar. You are the Lord of all.
louder.
Tell him, church, sing it out.
Lord of hosts, you're with us in the fire, with us as a shelter, with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else would we go but with the Lord of hosts? Lord of hosts,
oceans roar. Stay right there, stay there.
Hallelujah. so high and alive as you can. I knew that you would come.
Come on, we say, Lord, open these ears. Come on, I want you to shout, open. I want you to shout, ears be healed in the name of Jesus. Say, ears be healed in the name of Jesus. Say, ears be healed in the name of Jesus. Ears be normal in the name of Jesus.
You cry.
for the blind to see, for the lame to walk, for the deaf to hear. Come on, I'm telling you. Lord, we thank you for a miracle anointing coming upon this house. We say they'll drive from North Carolina to get healed, God. We say people will drive from North Carolina to get healed in this place, God.
Oh,
thank you right now. I believe that's a word from the Lord. Lord, we believe you right now for pinched nerves being healed. Lord, even if it's online, we believe you, Lord, for it to be healed right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I waited and waited and waited some more, patiently, knowing God would come through for me. Then at last, he bent down and listened to my cry. He stooped down to lift me out of danger from the desolate pit I was in, out of the muddy mess I had fallen into. Now he's lifted me up into a firm, secure place and steadied me while I walk along his ascending path. A new song for a new day rises up in me every time I think about how he breaks through for me. Gotta read that again. A new song for a new day rises up in me every time I think about how he breaks through for me. He breaks through for you. He breaks through for you. We thank you, God, that you break through for us, Lord, that you're breaking through for each one of these people who came up, Lord, standing in faith. You're the God of the breakthrough. I've been hearing that my whole life, and I'm so thankful. I've witnessed it, and I know that it is true. You are the God of the breakthrough. You are breaking through strongholds, breaking through infirmity, breaking through sickness. You are the God of the breakthrough, and every time I think about how you break through for me, oh Lord, I want to sing a new song for you, sing a song of praise for you. I want to sing a song of praise for you. Every time I think about you, Jesus, every time I think about what you've done for me, I will sing a new song of praise. I will sing a new song of worship. I will sing a new song of praise. Every time I think of you, I will sing a new song of praise. I will sing a new song of worship. I will sing a new song of praise every time I think of you, think of you. Every time I think of you, my heart cries. Every time I think of you, my soul. Give Holy Spirit time to do what he's doing. Let's give him time to do what he's doing. I don't want to rush it. We want to be sensitive to Holy Spirit and what he does. We don't want to grieve. You know, you can grieve Holy Spirit. We don't want to grieve him, right? We want to give him these moments that he's asking for.
I want to remind you, if you've been prayed for here, you need to say out your mouth, I believe, I receive my healing. You need to begin to declare that. I believe, I receive. I believe, I receive. I believe, I receive. You got to lay hold of that. A preacher can pray for you 1,000 times, but your faith has to arise. So I encourage you right now to put your faith to work and declare, by the stripes of Jesus, I receive my healing. There are angels in the room right now, I'll tell you that. Trust me. Can anybody feel that? I'm telling you, there's angels in here. Presence in here. We honor you, Lord. Don't you feel that peace moving across the room? Come on, just take a moment and drink that in. I'm telling you. Something in the atmosphere is shifting.
Just drink deep, Lord. Drink deep. Drink deep.
Come on, some of you have been struggling emotionally. They've just been just all kinds of chaos in your mind, attacks against your mind. Come on, let us. What's going on right now in the spirit is like when you sit on the beach and you're just sitting there and the waves come up around you. I'm telling you right now, heal emotions in this. You've been struggling and attacked in your mind. I'm not going to ask you to come forward. I will ask you to stand up, though. Warfare in your mind. Lord, I say right now in your name. Come on, Lord. Heal their emotions. Get out of their head. Get out of their mind, will, and emotions right now. I command you to come out of their mind, will, and emotions. Be at peace. I say be at peace. Peace. Come on, let's just let it permeate the room right now. I say peace to your mind. Peace to your mind.
Soil. We've got to have the good soil, right? So our hearts have to be prepared. And if our emotions are in a storm, then we can't hear properly. And so Holy Spirit is wanting you to hear today. And so He's making sure everyone is quieted in their spirit and that they're not in physical pain. That's what a good daddy does. He makes sure that you're not hurting, right? Whether it's physical or emotional pain. Emotional pain is just as bad as physical pain. So He's settling us down. He's quieting us down so that He can then begin to speak His words to us and that our hearts will be ready to receive what He has to say. And I'll be honest with you. The Lord loves you so much that He's willing to mess up everything that we plan, which He did. And that's totally fine with me. I just roll with it. But He loves you so much that He just pushes all of our man's plans out of the way and does what He wants to do. So I hope you all feel the love this morning that Holy Spirit has for you.
Last year. beginning of this year in February at Morningstar. And they do a lot of prophetic training. They have prophetic schools for children. You have prophetic time when you go down there. They train you up in how to hear and see and prophesy and speak the word of the Lord. They have tons of prophetic art. And so the Lord was just saying, he said, begin to lay out canvases. He said, awaken the hearts of those who have the desire, who have the gift and the anointing.
Melanie, well, Melanie, I don't know if they still have
It's a way to come, brother, smiling. I wish all the church would come forth smiling. Father, we thank you for these children. We thank you that they are the apple of your eye. We thank you, Lord, that they are not the ministers of tomorrow, but the ministers of today. We stir up gifts in them. We expect them to see, to hear, to operate in gifts of the Spirit. Lord, we ask that you would reveal yourself to them in dreams and visions. We ask for healing and all. Lord, thank you for that healing and all to lay hands on the sick and see them recover in these children. We bless you. Thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, you can be dismissed. I want to give you an opportunity to sow this morning. All your money is good enough. But anyway, I want to give you a chance to sow. If you're a guest with us, first time you've been here this morning, we welcome you. Thank you for being here. If you're watching us online and you want to give to us, you can text give to this number. Your money will be a blessing to us, just like everybody here. We do have some people that watch pretty consistently. So, Father, we just bless you. We thank you, God. Lord, we thank you that you meet every need of this house. Lord, that you cause us to lend and not borrow. Lord, that you cause us to send people throughout the earth to the nations of the world. Lord, we thank you that you're going to raise up entrepreneurs in this house. You're going to raise up kingdom business leaders in this house. And we just bless you and thank you. Lord, we ask you to bless everyone's finances. These are not for your sun visor, not for your glove compartment. They are to use. So don't pick up 103 and have them sitting there 3 years from now. But if we could get everybody to take about 5 and give one out a day, it would be awesome. I'm an old insurance guy. It's hard to tell what you find when you get in an insurance guy's car. I can tell you this. What they say about McDonald's is true. Because the French fry can stay there for 3 years and it'll still be a French fry when you find it. When you trade the car, it'll still be a French fry and it will have gone nowhere. It'll still be there. So, just hamburger patties too, Sean said. So, keep that in mind. So much that I feel the Lord wanting me to teach the people of this house, and I really don't know some of the things that the Lord wants me to teach. I'm not really sure how to go about. I don't know if they can happen on Sunday morning or not, but it kind of came up, you know, when we were in our mentor meeting. But one of the things that I believe that particularly Pentecostal churches, really churches in general, have missed, two things. They do not teach people how to have a biblical worldview. Have you turned on your TV lately? So we have got to somehow teach the church from the pulpit how to function as a kingdom person in the world and have a biblical worldview. Because so many Christians are following stuff that is anti-biblical. And yes, I'm going to go there. They're actually voting for people that are anti-biblical because they've never gotten a biblical worldview. It's kind of hard to... your worldview determines your values and determines your behavior. So, some way, somehow, we've got to begin to teach biblical worldview. And the other thing is apologetics. If you run into a Muslim, all we know how to say is, I'm right, you're wrong. Why? Just because that's the way it is. So I believe that we have to, I believe it's biblical to be able to contend for the faith. And I believe that one of the reasons that